Coast 93.1 and Hannaford Supermarkets, celebrating 20 outstanding women.
I feel like, am I supposed to curtsy or something when we have a princess in the studio?
Yeah, steal her crown.
Yeah. Bree Roche, if the website is breesbestguests.com. And basically, you have a posse of princesses.
I do. I have a princess squad.
That's awesome. So how did you start this? And they make appearances at various events, but I know it's tied to special education needs. And
yeah. So we, I started specifically when Strive, which is a wonderful organization, mm-hmm. gosh, I don't know, 5 years ago, and they were looking for local theater people to dress like princesses. And I was, I'll do that. Sign me up. And kind of from there, I did a little bit more. I volunteered a little more. I got some of my own costumes. And then I was like, well, I'll just make a Facebook page so people know how to find me. And then it just grew and grew. And I added more cast members. My best friends and I all do this together. And now we're doing charity events and birthday parties. And we get to give back while doing it, which is super cool.
You work a lot with special needs kids, which is personal to you.
Yeah. So my brother is on the autism spectrum. And he was mostly nonverbal for a lot of his childhood, and anybody with kids that have special needs or different needs knows how hard birthday parties are, because it's not what you expected. A lot of traditional party things are really overwhelming and they don't always mesh, so it's hard to find ways to celebrate. So a big part of our mission was making something fun for these kids to do, but in a way that's going to cater to their needs and make it fun and accessible so that the family can really celebrate the way they want to.
Right.
I have an education background, and a lot of my cast members have education and special education backgrounds, but it's still fun for everybody.
Fun, but clearly it makes a lasting impact.
I actually did an event for adults recently that was really fun, and one of the big things that this young man's mom said to us was that you treated him like everybody else, which seems weird to say, but they said, you know, we were able to make him happy and cater to his needs, but we still weren't treating him like he was different. And I think that resonated with me a lot, because we are catering to these folks that have different needs, but we're not going to treat them different or make them feel like they're different for it.
And one of the amazing parts of this is, Bree, you're how old?
I'm 25.
Yeah. And already
you get
on
to
a
wear
great
the dresses.
And I get to wear, I know, I was just saying that I hope that when I'm too old to do this, I get to be Mrs. Claus. That's the ultimate goal.
She's got a long-term plan. Got a long-term plan and everything. And by the way, in addition to this, your day job is what?
I work at the Animal Welfare Society as their humane educator, so I get to bring animals to schools.
Right, so even in her work, you know, where she's getting paid, she's got...
I've got it pretty good. Yeah. I think I've set up a pretty fun life and career for myself.
Right, yeah. Dogs in princess dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to find out more about Bree's princess squad, you could go to breesbestguests.com. And congratulations at only 25 at being an outstanding woman.
Thank you so much.
If you want to find out more about Coast and Hannaford's 20 outstanding women, go to coast931.com. This is only day two.